Get your hands up where you are. Go ahead and speak to him. Worship and praise him. Honor him, adore him, and defy him. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you because you are God. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon. Blessed be you. We worship you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. Father, breathe upon this service this morning. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Breathe upon everyone here. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Thank you because in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you because we are your very offsprings. Father, flow through these airwaves and touch someone everywhere they are around the world, connected or watching the service. We worship you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a praise. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings again from Shiloh. I believe that the grace, the oil, and the transgenerational unction that is flowing on this spiritual lineage is the portion of someone here in Jesus' name. Every blessing received from that program is released for you, and you will not lose or miss your portion in Jesus' precious name. We are going forward in this, in our month of light has come and the glory is risen through the power of praise. This morning we shall be trusting God to receive the oil of gladness upon our lives. But by way of moving us into praise this morning, we are looking at foundations for effective praise. Effective praise. Foundation for effective praise. If praise is going to be effective, what are the foundations for effective praise? Psalm 100 verse 1 to 5, Psalm 100 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Is there somebody who is going to make a joyful noise to the Lord? Will you stand upon your feet and make that joyful noise louder? Give the Lord a praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. You believe that God is God and is good and is faithful and merciful? Give him a bigger clap. Give him a louder shout of praise. A joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If there is someone who has breath today, go on ahead and praise the Lord. You have breath. You have breath. You have breath. Go on ahead and praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Let every man that has breath praise the Lord. Let every woman that has breath praise the Lord. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. I announce today that this praise will continue throughout the end of the year in the name of Jesus. The praise shall continue throughout this year in the name of Jesus. And every agenda of hell regarding your life is arrested in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so our objective this morning is to understand needed factors factors that are needed for effective and productive praise. What are the factors we need for effective praise, for productive praise? It is clear and it's important for us to note that God created us for praise. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21. He said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You are to show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are to show forth the praises of him who were created by the God of heaven to live in his praise. But it is important to know that many people live a life of struggle when it comes to praise. There is so much struggle. And there are many factors why people struggle with praise. First of all, people are unaware of those factors that should facilitate effective praise. On the other hand, many are unaware of why it is necessary to praise. But we're going to look at the second reason later. But first and foremost, what are those factors that can make a person praiseful? I'm looking at 10 of the factors. I'm going to look at 5 in this service and then 5 in the next service. What are the factors that facilitate effective praise that are required? And I'm going to be talking to you. If you want to praise God effectively, if you want to fulfill the purpose for your creation, if you want to fulfill the reason why God brought you into this world, and that reason is basically to praise among other things, what do you do? Number one, be grateful. Be grateful. Be thankful. In Psalm 100 and in verse 4, he said, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." Psalm 100 and in verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be grateful. Be thankful. It is not possible to be grateful and not be praiseful. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and then you can enter his courts with praise. Thankfulness is a sure way to praisefulness. On the other hand, thanklessness is the way of praiselessness. If you can't find why you must thank God, it will be hard to find why you must praise God. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19, he said, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small." Anywhere there is thanksgiving, there is merrymaking. Anywhere there is thanksgiving, there is praise giving. Anywhere there is thanksgiving, be grateful. What are you grateful for? You are grateful for the gift of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You are grateful for the gift of life. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4. You need to be alive before you have hope. There can be no hope where there is no life. You don't hope to get married. You don't hope to get a child. You don't hope to get a house, to get a car.
You don't hope to even get anointed if you are not alive.
There are many people in the graveyard now, in the cemetery, that are not praying for a child. They are not praying for a car. They are not praying for a house. For them, the chapter of life is closed.
Be grateful that you are alive. And not just alive, but you are in health.
There is somebody in the hospital now who is paying to take oxygen. The oxygen tank cylinder, maybe 20,000 to 50,000 per day to breathe. You breathe free of charge. There is somebody who is being assisted with a dialysis machine to urinate 3 times a week. Maybe it may cost 20,000 or 40,000 per session of dialysis, and it does it 3 times a week. You go to urinate free of charge. You pass water free of charge. Be grateful. Someone says only gratefuls are not grateful. Oh yes, that was very, very terrible. But it says only because the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Because if you know there is God, there is something to be grateful for. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I have said it many, many times. It doesn't matter what your position is in life. Your current position is somebody's immediate expectation. Where you are in life today is somebody's prayer point. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Where you are now, somebody is praying to be there. What you think you don't have, somebody is praying to have it. You heard the story of the man who went to commit suicide in the forest. And while he was there, he met a man who had no cloth. And the man was naked. And the man asked the person who came to commit suicide, he said, please, before you kill yourself, give me your cloth. And the man said, you mean you want my cloth? He could have waited until the man hung himself and removed the cloth from the dead body. But he doesn't want a dead body's cloth. He wants a cloth from a living person. When the man saw that someone was looking for his cloth, then he decided not to die anymore. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And the more thankful you are, the more reasons you will have to be thankful. God will ensure that you don't run out of reasons to thank Him. He will ensure whatever you give multiplies. If you give thanks, reason for thanksgiving will multiply. Whatever you give multiplies. Whatever you give multiplies. If you give thanks, reason to keep thanking will multiply. Be thankful. Be thankful. Can somebody lift up your right hand and give the Lord thanks for something you are trusting Him in your life? Give Him the thanks. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Rofeka, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. We give you the praise in Jesus' precious name. Be thankful. Be grateful. Be thankful. Number two, avoid comparison. Don't compare yourself with people. It will destroy your thanks. It will destroy your praise. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and in verse 12, it says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Comparing yourself with others will deprive you of the free flow of praise. Why shouldn't you compare yourself with anybody? You must understand that your life is different from that of everybody.
Your life's pathway is different from that of everybody. Your fingerprint is different from that of everybody. Your DNA composition is different from that of everybody. Even if you are an identical twin, it is possible that your pathway in life is still different from that of your identical twin. Am I communicating? In Job chapter 23 and in verse 10, Job 23 and in verse 10, he said, "But he knoweth the way that I take." God knows my way, and he knows that my way is different from this person's way. But when he has tried me, when he has finished with me, I will comfort as gold. I am passing through a route now that seems to be different from other people's route. The way he took David before David went to the palace was different from the way he took Joseph before Joseph went to the palace. If Joseph was saying, "Why is God not dealing with me like he dealt with David?" God may say to him, "Because your steps already, you have spoken so much about your dream, and that dream and that speech has sent you to Egypt." David didn't speak like that. But even in that condition, I still have a purpose. And that Egypt has sent you to the prison. And in the prison, you are to meet two people that would connect you to the palace. So you may not understand the pathway you are passing through. It may look bad. You may have caused some things yourself. But I am turning it around and take you to the end of your journey. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. When I grew up as a child, I didn't grow very, very fast. Some of those who were younger than me were almost as tall or almost taller at a point. And it was not just physical. It also flowed in other realms. Please sit down so that those at the back can see. It also flowed in other realms. It looks like my gifts were detained. What I could do did not manifest on time. Those who were seeing visions were seeing it very well. We're hearing God and doing all those things, and I could see nothing. I could hear nothing. And I was wondering, what did I do? Every time we went to a prayer meeting, somebody said, as we were praying just now, "God opened my eyes, I saw this. God opened my ears, I heard this." Everybody knew their call, they knew their everything. I didn't know anything. It looks like I was lagging behind. But the Bible says God knows the way that I take. It's not taken by surprise. He knows my pathway. Am I communicating now? And certain things were held back. And God knew they must be held back for a certain time. He made me to dwell in the word. He didn't allow me to function with gifts and all other things, just word. So that I wasn't distracted from the word. But by the time God was true and he began to open up the things that were held back, they began to rush in rapid succession. And as I speak today by his message, there's not one person of those times that looked like they were ahead, that are ahead in any way by his message. Everything just exploded. Graces began to flow. Giftings began to flow. Am I speaking to anybody here? So don't compare yourself with anybody. Know that your pathway is different. Your route is different. God will never mismanage your life. He will never waste your life. Hey! I don't know who God is speaking to here, but if you can trust him with your life, trust him with your life, trust him with your destiny, trust him with your life, trust him with your destiny, trust him with your future, he won't waste your life, he won't mismanage your life, he won't abuse your life. Is God speaking to you? Say a louder amen. Lift your hands and say, "Father, thank you for the pathway you have for me. I know you are not wasting my life. I know you will not waste my time. I believe you. I trust you. I know you will lead me well." Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And so, what do? Don't look at what you lack. Look at what you have. Don't focus on anything you lack. Focus on everything you have, including life and health and all the things. And let that become a basis of praise. Avoid comparison. Number three, possess humility. Possess humility. Humility is a major foundation for thankfulness and praisefulness. Possess humility. It is clear, it's true, that the humble are also the grateful. The humble are the thankful. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 14, you will see the humility of David as he gave God. He said, but who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. Who am I? For all things come of you, and of thy own have we given thee. Who am I? That is, who am I? What am I? When you realize that you are nothing without God, you will thank him for everything. When you realize that you are nothing without God, you will praise him with abandonment. When you realize that it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy, you will praise him with a back. When you realize that it was not your wisdom that woke you up this morning. When you realize, the Bible said, I slept and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. When you realize that it's not your prayer life that is giving you any result you see. When you realize that it's not because you are the most intelligent that you are walking where you are walking. Humility. It is important to know that pride is the enemy of praise. Proud people are never thankful people. Have you seen someone before where you did something for him and he said yes? What have you done more than, are you not supposed to do that? We've seen a lot of people. I know a young man. This young man is so stranded. He's never grateful for anything. I'll talk about that in the second service, what they call entitlement mentality. You know, I remember giving him money one time. He just held the money and did look at it like this. Something like, what is this? You mean you can't give more than this? I just looked at him. I said, no wonder this guy is stranded. Roaming about. 50 something years. No wife. No house. Nothing. Proud over nothing. You have nothing and yet you are proud. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, you will see a symptom of the end time. He said this, know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Can you see that? They are covetous, boasters, now proud. Proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents. So with the pride, you have the unthankful. You can't be proudful and be thankful. It is not possible for a person to be proudful and be thankful, or prideful and be thankful. It's not possible for a person to be prideful and be praiseful. Wherever pride operates, and I can tell you, I've come across great men and women of God and great giants and people in various realms. I've noticed that the greater they are, the humbler they are. Great people are really humble. It is little people that have a lot of arrogance and pride. When you see a very proud person, Is either a little person or he will become little with time. If you doubt, ask Nebuchadnezzar. He was a big man with pride. And all of a sudden he turned into an animal on the spot. Pride. Possess humility. Refuse for the symptom of the last days, which is pride and unthankfulness, to plague your life. And then you will be abundantly praiseful. You will be abundantly excited. You will be abundantly worshipful. I don't feel I deserve anything I have seen around my life or destiny. So I dance with abandonment. I weep when necessary. I lie prostrate before God when necessary. That's natural and normal. Hallelujah. Possess humility. Number four. Be word filled. Be word filled. The word of God is a tonic for joy. The word. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16, he said, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Thy words were found and I did eat them. When you are dry of word, you will be dry of joy. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. When you are dry of word, you will be dry of joy, because the word of God is tonic for joy. In Psalm 119 verse 162. You look at that again. Psalm 119 verse 162. It said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. There is joy in the word. Joy of revelation. Now, not just that the word produces joy, the word leads to praise. Psalm 56 verse 4. Psalm 56 verse 4. He said, in God I will praise his word. I will praise his word. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God I will praise his word. Psalm 56 verse 10 also again repeated that. In God will I praise his word. I will praise his word. Rather, the word of God will push me into praise. The word of God will push me into praise. The word of God ushers me into praise. Emptiness of word equals dryness in praise. There is something about the word of God that is just a tonic for life. It just turns you on. The word you study in the Bible. So the counsel is, don't let one day pass without you journeying in the word. 3 chapters, 4 chapters, 5 chapters of the word a day, apart from studying. 30 minutes to 1 hour preached message daily. 30 minutes to 1 hour preached message daily. To irrigate your spirit. To saturate your life. To provoke your excitement and your praise and your joy. You can follow this shadow and you will not know a dry season. You can follow this shadow and everything around you is speaking and excited. Somebody said to me, he said, it's not possible for somebody to hang around you and not laugh and not be excited and not be joyful. Yeah, because that is what I carry. On a continuous basis, I don't allow my spirit to be dry of word. I am causing something to flow into it on a permanent basis. And I speak to someone here today. Every spirit of dryness in your life is caused to its roots in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Every spirit of dryness in your life is caused to its roots. Shout the loudest amen. Finally, for this morning service number 5, be born again. For anyone here who is seated here, who is not yet born again, you will not know genuine joy until you are born again.
you are saved until you have given your life to Christ. There is something called the joy of salvation that is reserved for those who are saved. It's the joy of salvation. It is reserved for those who are saved. I don't care what anybody thinks. If someone is not saved, there is a joy they don't know. They may know some level of happiness, which is a product of happenings. When he gets promoted, he's happy. When he gets this and that, he gets married, he's happy. Those are functions of happenings. But joy is rooted in the spirit. You see, in the book of Psalm 51 verse 9 to 12, when the psalmist spoke, he said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. This was when David crashed and he was begging because he lost his joy. There is a joy of salvation. There is a joy that we know in the kingdom. In Romans chapter 14 and in verse 17, he speaks about that joy. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. He said, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost is a major feature of the kingdom of God. Outside the kingdom, joy is never a guarantee. Beloved brothers and sisters, this morning, you want to flow in joy and flow in praise. Number one, be grateful, be thankful. Number two, avoid comparison. Number three, possess humility. Number four, be word filled. Number five, be born again. My counsel this morning is just one or twofold. Number one, make demands on the help of God to walk in the factors that guarantee praise. Ask for the help of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. He said, let us come boldly. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. And then, secondly, step into practical action. Into the practical action of praise. Psalm 36 verse 1. Step into the practical action. The practical action. 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, not occasionally, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Step into the practical action of praise. And I believe it's a new day for somebody. Listen to me, beloved brothers and sisters. Paul and Silas were in the prison and prayed, and then they praised. And all of a sudden, prisoners heard them and things began to happen. There was a visitation of the foundation. Doors were open. Yokes were broken. We're about to praise God at this moment and put it into practice. And I believe that chains are going to be broken. There are people that will be healed bodily. For a merry heart doeth good like medicine. There are afflictions that will fly back to hell. And there is somebody's story that will change. And I want to announce to you, the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The end of this year shall be the best part of the year for you. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning, said. And if thy beginning was small, thy later end shall greatly increase. I prophesy again, this end of the year shall be the best part of your year. The miracles, the testimonies, the signs and the wonders you have not seen this year will happen in this December. In this last 1 to 2 weeks, if you are saying amen, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. A louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice.
Help me shake the hands of three people around you. Tell them I want to praise God. 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 Remain standing. I've given you 5 points in this service. I'm going to give another 5 in the second service. Totally different from this. I'd like you to pick up that message so that you can get a full grasp of all the points. Again, shake the hands of 5 people and tell them, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. Let's celebrate God for the next. Now, hear this. While this celebration is on. All right, go ahead. I want to praise God. I want to praise God. Hallelujah. While this celebration is on, you have a testimony, a notable, outstanding testimony we have not heard. One of us will be right there to receive the testimony. Let it be received and we shall hear them. Give the Lord a praise and let's go.
Jehovah reigns,
he reigns, he reigns.
Jehovah reigns, he reigns. Jehovah reigns,
he reigns, he reigns.
Jehovah reigns. Hey, about you, are you tired of?
Like you are in war. Dance until the chain is broken from your feet, broken from your hands. Dance until God settles that marital issue, settles that financial issue, settles that truthfulness issue. Are you ready? And I can let you know that the stage is free. In case somebody is too tight near you, you can just shift position. Go! Go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. I feel the fire of the Spirit here this morning.
Something is busting. Something is busting.
Lift your hands and worship Him. Receive his help. Receive his mercy. Receive his grace. Receive his church. Receive his church. Put your hands everywhere you are. Masha Tokola, you're just praying the Spirit right now. Father, we give you the praise. Pray in the Spirit right now. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Something is dropping. Something is dropping. Pray in the Spirit. 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 Jesus, you scream, I receive. And you receive what God has in store for you this morning. And the yoke, bondage of sin shall be broken. Yokes of captivity shall be broken. Afflictions, diseases shall disappear. Lift your hands high. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And place the hand on your head. Father, let it drop. Let the power drop. Let the fire fall. Let the mantle drop. That's right. And somebody who is receiving fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh grace. It appeared like the anointing of God on your life dropped. It appeared like your spiritual fire has dropped. Your prayer life has dropped. And you want that prayer life to come up again. You want it to increase, to enlarge. Lift your hands high. Let the fire fall. Let the power fall. Let grace flow. Let help flow. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2. I see diverse yokes broken. Someone with a shoulder affliction, the shoulder is healed right now. Can't lift it up with pains and it's afflicted, it's healed right now. Somebody with a neck and head condition is healed. And the right knee of somebody is healed and the hernia is also healed right now. In the name of Jesus, ulcer is gone, arthritis is healed. Father, thank you. Somebody's eyesight that is not sealed clearly on the right hand side, the Lord is healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. You got a divine encounter, a healing, a deliverance. Whatever happened to you, quickly step forward here and let's hear what God did for you while we take the testimonies of this other one. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat, people.